Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me.
We're back.
And we are on Facebook Live today. We got a new camera angle. I got to give a little shout out to Mike Frank. I saw he chimed in. Let's see, who is that? DJ's Dufa Simison. What is it? She's throwing hearts? Who is that? Who the heck is that?
He's what it looks like.
Someone's throwing hearts and kisses to Jerry the Diver guy. Is that a guy, I assume?
How do you know it's to Jerry?
It's probably to you.
Oh, you think? I'm not sure.
Greg, you're now a heartthrob.
You think? I don't know. This is the first time ever that CJ and Bubble Boy have been on the Facebook Live video.
For good reason.
Well, that may explain
you're gonna get
the hearts
like,
and kisses.
Emails and hate letters.
For what?
Please, God, no! Make it stop!
Maybe. We could...
It's a girl.
It is very possible. It's a girl. Okay, well, that's good, I think. You'd prefer that, wouldn't you? Bubble Boy?
Oh,
CJ?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Hit me!
They had
it's Aquaman.
Traumatic. Well, I wouldn't have judged either way. I'm just saying.
What did Barry say? It's Aquaman?
It's Aquaman.
You think?
God.
Wishful thinking on Barry the Bugger's part, I guess. Yeah, he is.
By the time y'all get done with her, she's going to be gone for good.
No.
Barry's got a man crush on Aquaman.
Wait, what is her name, though? I'm reading this. Let's see.
I'm gonna get closer.
Is it Dufa?
Dufa Simonsen dash Simonsen. Twice.
Okay. All right. Well, I that sounds very exotic. I'm thinking it's
maybe it's Dufa.
I'm telling you right now that you're going to get in so much trouble with that name. You might as well stop right
Dufa.
Now.
Well,
why?
Either way, she has to be super nice to put up with you, Goot.
Right? She's got good taste.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Yes.
With big heart.
Shows. Yeah. So anyway, you know,
it's it's Greg's baby blue shirt.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah.
I don't think. You can hardly see. I'm far off in the side.
There you
go.
Now you're in camera.
Okay. Yeah, I need to get closer to CJ and Bubble Boy.
Bugger Boy.
Wow.
Yeah, see, I got Barry the Bugger on the mind.
Barry the Bugger.
I wanted to talk about this. There is a new Aquaman movie coming out. And
yes,
Barry said this a few weeks ago. He's very excited. He saw the trailer and he was impressed with how Aquaman was shaping up for the release. And you're pretty excited about this, aren't you, Barry?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's going to be a good movie.
You think so? What is the release date of Aquaman? Do you think this is going to be the new thing or what?
It might get more people interested in diving.
Well, that's what I would hope. And the fact that he's a very attractive man, you find that is good for female divers and other
female divers. I didn't say he's a very attractive man. I said he's well built.
He's well built.
He takes care of himself.
Himself.
Are you starting to dream over Aquaman again, Barry?
There we go.
Not to drool out.
Yeah, he takes care of himself.
What would Buddy
like
say?
Us. What would who say?
Willie's well built.
Jeez, you guys. Quit
Once
making fun.
Once you've been out diving with Greg and you see him take off his shirt.
I love his big
You scream in horror.
Okay. Well, way to kill my self-esteem, guys. Really appreciate your support. Man. And I've been working out. Look at me.
No.
Don't look at him.
Yeah.
What are you guys laughing? Even Tufa's laughing. What's wrong with you people? Come on. That's not
Greg, a Doofa.
Did you call her Doofus?
My video feed is down.
Greg.
How dare you?
Whose video feed is down?
My video. I have no picture of you.
We have no picture of you.
Well, that's okay. You're not supposed to
have a camera.
You're not supposed to have one of me. You're not allowed to have a video of me. You don't need a video.
You can go on Facebook Live like the rest of the world.
All of us from Brazil.
Trust me. I'm a very attractive man.
One at a time.
Just have to take my word for it.
I'll leave that up to Bumble Boy's judgment.
I am as I look as good as I sound. How about that? Let's go with that. Or maybe. I don't know. But anyway,
okay.
I do wonder about the Aquaman movie. Will this, you know, the Meg, I was worried there'd be a downer for diving, especially with sharks and that kind of thing. I don't know. It's kind of come and gone. It hadn't seemed to have much of an impact from the people that I've spoke to. I haven't heard any fallout from the Meg.
No, I think that was all in your head.
Well, I was just concerned about the Jaws element, you know?
Eh.
But it has done well enough at the box office that there could be more shark movies to come. I don't think we're done with this stuff. You know what I mean?
You mean Meg 3? Meg 2? Yeah,
I'm sure there's more shark movies to come.
Yes. And
I would like to see a live-action Jabberjaw. Gotcha.
Was that his catchphrase?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't really watch that.
You
one.
Grew up watching
I remember seeing
in the
it. 70s. Yeah.
Well, you know. For you, maybe the 50s.
I thought maybe it was.
To answer Greg's question,
yeah.
The movie will be released in the UK on December 14th, 2018.
How does the UK help us? We're US based.
Are we talking about.
Well, they say initial release on December 14th, 2018 in the UK.
You're talking about the Aquaman movie.
Aquaman, yeah.
Are you suggesting Greg jump on a flight to London just to go see the premiere? Is that what you're saying?
He paid me to suggest that. He said, hey, Barry, don't forget to suggest. Oh, sorry.
Well, don't worry, Barry. You'll be my plus one. I wouldn't shut you out of that
opportunity.
But the
invitation, isn't it include the airfare?
Of course it does. Yeah, I mean, if they were going to invite us, but I'm guessing no. Because, you know, a movie like Aquaman, I see that as, like Barry said, a potential a good thing for diving. You know, sure.
Date night. Greg and Barry.
No. Hold on.
Fighting and
No. That would be.
Come aboard.
CJ, stop it.
Greg's expecting you.
They can see you on Facebook Live. They know it's you.
You said you wanted me to sing today.
Right, but you know, this would be a flight to the UK. This would be an overnight with a fantasy suite and everything. This wouldn't be a date, right?
Man. Fantasy. Oh, no. I get my own suite, please.
Yeah. You can share an airline blanket.
Man, Casey's thought this out.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, this is not appropriate chatter. Anyway.
I think that's adorable.
Yeah. Don Abel is he is chiming in on this. The movie Shadow Divers. What? Oh, yeah. Shadow Divers has been in production forever for John Chatterton.
That I want to see.
But I haven't heard any updates on that, so I don't know if it stalled or what, because I thought it was going to be out a long time ago. And, you know, this Hollywood stuff, it takes them forever to do this stuff.
Yeah, well, John's been busy diving. That's why.
Jerry the Diver Guy, what?
John's been busy diving. That's why.
Actually, he's been busy getting hitched. He's getting married. I saw that.
Dear God, no.
Yeah.
So that changes everything.
I mean, congratulations. Oh.
How many times you been married, CJ?
More than he can remember.
Less than three.
Okay. And
More than one.
We wish the best for John Chatterton. Actually, a little shout out to Mermaid Tony. Had baby number two. She had her second Aquaman just last week. So one
She's
of our
spitting them things out left and right.
Okay, that's one way to say it. But yeah, no, we wish her the best. And congrats to her. Little family update here at the Scuba Radio home. Is it turning?
You say
into
it's a home?
Home.
It makes it sound like a nursing home for elderly divers.
It's slowly but surely turning
it's a
into
a Scuba
that,
Radio
isn't it?
Home.
Yeah.
Time for your nap, Grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody seen
like
my teeth?
Nut house.
You, Sonny, that's time to go to bed.
Okay. Jerry the Diver Guy, obviously, you know, he was in Pigeon Forge last week. Did you bring home some extra samples of old Smoky Moonshine or something? It sounds like you may have.
Well, why would I bring it home while I just go out and get it? It's outside.
Well, right.
I got my own.
What about Dolly Parton? Did you bring Dolly Parton home?
Yeah, did you see Dolly out in Pigeon Forge when you were out there last week there, Jerry, or no?
Every time you go down there, you see Dolly Parton. Islands in the stream, that is what they are.
What the heck is wrong? Oh, my gosh. I tell
you
what.
That's what it is when she lays on her back in the water.
Oh, hello. Listen, Jerry's hanging out with the Maine lobsters, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it sounds like it. You know, that story about the weed smoking lobster and the Molly eating octopus may have given Jerry the Diver Guy an idea. But,
y'all just being mean to me. I'm going down to Brazil and see Doofa.
Oh, she's in Brazil. That's where Doofa is?
Oh, yeah.
On Facebook Live?
Yeah.
All right. That sounds like a good plan. Carl Fismer, Vero Beach Pirate. It's what he's doing. We'll talk to him next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Well, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you want to go.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Walt DeMartini, Barry the Bugger, and who else? Who am I forgetting? Casey, the Tobacco Nut.
Oh, yeah, him.
Yeah, we got a full
the
crew hanging out with us today. And if that wasn't enough, and it definitely is not, we have Carl Fismer live from, I believe, what is it called? Pirate Fest, Carl, in Vero Beach? Where are you at exactly?
That's correct. Vero Beach, Pirates of the Treasure Coast annual gathering here. 25,000 people about. We've been busy, but we're going to do it again tomorrow if anybody wants to show up.
All right. So it's wrapping up today, but Carl's been there, man in a booth, talking pirate treasure, which is what he does. He finds the stuff, and then, you know, he might sell it to Bloom here and there and tell the story and all that kind of stuff. First, before we get to about what you've been doing personally, Carl, I got to ask you about these TV shows I've been watching on Discovery Channel. We had Cooper's Treasure on Discovery, and we had Daryl Miklos on, and I know you know some of those guys. And I mean, what do you think of that show? I enjoyed it immensely, but what do you think is a real treasure hunter?
A good friend of mine, Mike Turner, is also on that Cooper's Treasure show. And I'm going to tell you, Mike's one of the best young guys I have ever worked with.
Oh, yeah.
And anytime I put a trip together, he's going to be invited. But I knew Gordon Cooper. He and I had had some meetings, and we were planning on putting a trip together. And he told me he knew where one really good Spanish treasure with bronze cannon wreck was. Mm. And, of course, that's the jackpot right there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Mr. Cooper passed away, and we never got to complete our plans.
Uh-huh. Well, and that's what Daryl Miklos is doing now, I guess, as part of that show. Yeah. Yeah, pretty interesting stuff.
I'll tell you a secret that Gordon Cooper told me.
Yeah.
He and three or four of the other astronauts back in the 60s, on weekends, they went down and dove with Kip Wagner on the 1715 fleet in Sebastian, Florida, even though the military said they weren't allowed to do anything dangerous. You know, like going up into outer space ain't dangerous, I guess.
Yeah.
But they didn't want them diving. They didn't want them any numbers. But they did it anyway. So Cooper was an experienced treasure diver.
Yeah. Well, you know, they've covered that on that show, Cooper's Treasure, quite a bit, that he was a diver. And that's one thing I really loved about the show. There's a lot of diving in it. They showcase that on the TV show quite a bit. I'm sure that'll show up again next year. It was kind of like a short 10-episode series on Discovery this season, but Daryl gave us the inkling that season 2 and maybe even a 3 has already been filmed as far as all the footage they've received. So we'll see how that unfolds. The other one was Treasure Quest season 4. Is running right now on Discovery. And Sean Coles is the expedition leader, which is the guy who works with, Sean Fisher down there in Key West for the Atocha wreck and the Fisher Museum and all that stuff. You know those guys, too. Yeah. That was kind of an interesting
thing. I know them, but I hate to admit to you that I never even heard of that show before you told me about it. Not that I don't watch television, I just usually I'm so darn tired when I come home and I turn the TV on and fall asleep.
Yes.
But Sean's a good guy, and I'm sure, you know, he's very smart, so I'll bet you my last dollar it's at least interesting.
Yeah, well, it is. I mean, they're in Bolivia. They're not doing any diving. This is a whole, land-based type of treasure hunting show, but it's pretty interesting stuff. And kind of ironic to see Sean. I mean, he is a big diver, and he was involved in the Atocha and helps manage stuff down there. As far as I know, he's still down there. I haven't talked to him recently.
Yeah, he was. I was down there for Mel Fisher days.
Yeah.
At least I try to, pay my dues and go down there and get drunk with everybody.
Yes, well, that's what you do as a treasure hunter. That's part of the MO, for sure. So, all right, well, good stuff.
Yeah.
When you're not diving for treasure.
I worked the 1715 fleet this year. We're just wrapping it up. I've worked this fleet for 19 years. Now, this is the worst one. We didn't do so hot, but we'll be back again next year. I'm taking my boat over to the west coast of Florida, to Sarasota.
Yeah.
It looks like there's a contract. I think I'm going to pick it up. John Ringling, the circus owner, his yacht sank in February of 1730, and all the contents on that yacht were lost. So I found them about 15 years ago, but I didn't touch them. Because they're inside state waters, and, they're very funny about that.
But yeah.
Now, the museum and the historical society is going to get permission to bring Mr. Ringling's artifacts up, and it looks like I'll get the job because I'm the only one that knows where they are.
Wow.
I can't wait to see the clown feet.
See the what?
Well, what the heck? It's diving. It's a great little town. I like Sarasota a lot.
Yes. Well, they got Amish restaurants down there, so you can eat pretty well when you're on the surface.
Oh, believe me, I've been there a couple of times. There's more than one. They're all good.
Yeah. Now, when you say you didn't do that well this season, you mean up and down like Vero Beach and the Gold Coast there, or what do you mean?
Oh, well, the Treasure Coast.
Oh, Treasure Coast, yeah.
South of Fort Pierce all the way up past Sebastian. I don't understand why everybody that lives in these towns doesn't have a metal detector.
Yeah.
It's the best beaches in the world for treasure. A lot of people say, where's the best place I can go with my metal detector? I said, you're already here. If there's a possibility of $1 million coin, it's on this fleet.
Hmm.
Recently, one of them from this fleet just went off $450,000.
Wow.
And it's a beautiful coin, and everybody loves it, but there's more rare ones still lost that would bring $1 million.
Unbelievable. So that you saying that's Fort Pierce to where? Up to Sebastian, whole area.
From south of Fort Pierce, mm-hmm. about 4 miles to the Sebastian Inlet, which is about 35 miles, give or take. Everywhere in there. Everywhere.
You need a metal detector.
When come through, the local metal detector club,
they go crazy.
Coins up without even turning their metal detectors on.
Amazing
they
stuff.
I
bet.
Some nice coins, you know, I give speeches at every metal detector club.
Yeah, all right. Hold on, Carl. We got to take a quick break, and we'll be back. Treasure Hunter Carl Fismer next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Carl Fismer, treasure hunter extraordinaire. He's at a pirate event down there in Vero Beach, Florida today. He'll be there tomorrow. Are you going to be dressed as a pirate, or you just look that way all the time, Carl, pretty much, aren't you?
Well, actually, I had my pirate suit on all day today.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of photo ops. It's fun because there's some really scuzzy-looking pirates walking around here.
Yes. Well, you got to represent, right? You got to be a good-looking pirate and
swarthy.
Yes.
There's some of them too. Some
yeah. Yeah.
Nice lady pirates.
Well,
describe it on the air.
Well, they're wenches. They call them wenches. Maybe not in the new Me Too movement. Maybe that's inappropriate. I don't know, but. Okay, he's going into pirate mode. I hear him, but we'll leave that line. Yeah, it just happens. He's a treasure. He's kind of like the Yukon Cornelius of the dive industry. Carl Fismer is, by the way. So, how can people get a hold of you and learn about some of this metal detecting and pirate finding, treasure hunting stuff, and all that kind of stuff? Carl, is it just carlfismer.com, or what's the best way to get a hold of you these days?
It's carlfismer.com, and I'm also on Facebook. There's a couple of Carl Fismers, believe it or not, distant relatives, but I'm the only one on Key Largo.
Okay, only one in Key Largo. All right, so find them, friend them, and learn how to find treasure. Carl, we'll let you get back to your pirating skills and getting ready for tomorrow's event there in Vero Beach. Thanks for checking in, buddy. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, Greg.
Yes.
Yeah, anytime. Appreciate it.
Yes, he usually ends with when the ratings are down.
Yes.
What is it? What do you say?
I'll say it.
Okay.
When Greg's ratings are low, get Fizz on the show.
It's get Fizz on the show, exactly, and that's what we did. But, you know, we go for low ratings because we're divers. That's my excuse.
Good plan.
Yeah. I think we achieve it almost every single week on this show. It's something I'm proud of. You know, it's an accomplishment.
You should be. But what you should know.
Exactly. All right. Want to improve your sex life? We'll tell you how next.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Consider the cleverest of all sharks. Unlike the great white, which tends to inhabit the waters of harbors and recreational beach areas, the land shark may strike at any time, any place. It is capable of disguising its voice and generally attacks young single women. Expert at the University of Miami's Oceanographic Institute suggests that the best way to scare off the shark in the event of an attack is to hit or punch the predator in the nose.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Casey the Tobacco Nut, Waldy Martini, Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger. We got a full crew connected today for the show. Also, Facebook Live is going strong. You can comment. You can watch us with the new camera. You can actually see CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio today. And they've been entertaining you visually in various ways that are probably not,
I doubt that very much.
Not appropriate for broadcast TV, but anything that goes on the internet. So feel free to chime in and watch.
Ask us anything. We'll answer.
Yeah. There's plenty of commenting going on. So one is like, keep your clothes on, boys. You know, there's things we do and things we can't help from doing.
Greg, I hate to break it to you, but I think we need Doofa as a mermaid.
We do. From Brazil?
Yeah, she changed her profile picture for us. You know that, right?
No, I don't. What do you mean she changed her profile picture? She was in the Facebook Live chat room.
Are you stalking her?
Yeah. You're a creep. Oh, God help us. I don't see her anymore, so that means...
She changed her profile. She's put on here. She would change her picture for us.
Okay.
She must have blocked Greg.
That's code for blocked, yes, I think it is.
Yeah, well, either way.
I've changed my profile.
Right. The air quotes work pretty good on Facebook Live, but not
so
much
God.
On the radio. All right, so I got a story for you. Speaking of mermaids or whatever, things to enhance your, your love life, I guess it could. I mean, maybe.
You mean ecstasy, like the octopus?
No, this is a little different.
Oh,
Have you ever wondered how fish maintain their sexual...
proclivity?
Yeah, we'll go with that one.
Chewing tobacco.
They eat their kids.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. Scientists have been studying some fish. Let's see. What is this?
That's just because they're hungry. Everyone likes sushi.
Well, it's a combination of things, they think. But
Greg, what do you think about sushi?
You've been eating your kids for years.
Yeah. Well, they're saying we probably shouldn't take this study and apply it to human interaction.
Hey, if they tasted like chili,
there's
have.
Plenty of people out
but
there.
But there's a study that looks at cannibalism in fish. And basically, if the fish, they have their fish eggs, right? And they know their current situation and the brood of fish that the female fish is produced, it doesn't look like it's going to do well because they're in an area where other fish may come and just eat them or something. They're like,
there's no ice cream in pickles.
Why would you need that?
You had a pregnant wife who always wants ice cream.
No, this is after the...
That's
she's
what
already
he shares with Aquaman.
She's already given birth to her eggs. So the brood is looking like it isn't going to make it, and other critters are going to come in and eat the fish. The fish go, I might as well eat them. I'm not going to let the other fish eat them. And so they eat their own fish.
Cool. Dinner and a show.
Yeah.
Can't find a babysitter?
But they do this with the idea that... If they go ahead and eat their own kids, their fish kids, that then they'll have more energy and they'll just get their freak on again and produce a new brood. And that's one way.
Recycling.
Maybe. Or they're hungry. And
mama fish would get angry at the daddy fish if daddy ate all the kids and mommy has to go through all that work again?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you have to ask the fish. But the scientists...
Wait, do the sea monkeys do that, too?
You know what?
It would good question.
That would make sense.
Someone flushed them.
Right. That is true. We didn't conduct this. We didn't think about this.
They were dead!
No, they come back from life. They rise. J. just like the zombies.
We should have eaten them before they died.
No thanks. That's nasty.
I would lift that bubble boy.
Sushi.
It would be a
sea monkey and jelly sandwich.
It would be an experiment for sure.
Earwigs. Ew.
But, you know, the fish are very colorful. They're fun to look at. But who would have thought they were eating their own kids all the time?
That is brutal.
I didn't really put that
they
together.
They say it's a dog-eat-dog world, not a fish-eat-fish world.
Yeah, you wouldn't think.
I guess down below.
Fish are not food. Yeah.
They are to them.
Well, I mean, to us, they are. But we didn't, you know, we don't eat our kids.
I enjoy a good
cod. At least most of it. Yeah.
Do they eat them grilled, fried, or blackened?
I think they go for the whole sushi thing.
Wouldn't it be great if lionfish ate their young?
Sushi.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem is the study also goes into successful species of fish. The ones that are really doing well are the ones that produce huge clutches of eggs.
Clutches?
That is how you technically say this.
Wow, Greg knows stuff. Look at Greg knowing stuff.
Yeah, thanks. and so...
read it right off the teletype.
Lionfish.
That's why he's our leader.
One of the problems with lionfish.
Our peerless feeder.
And the reason that they have proliferated throughout the oceans
or
is Yeah, exactly. What he said is that they produce a huge clutch of eggs.
Busting out the clutch word all the time.
Yeah.
So.
Say clutch?
Lionfish.
I meant clutch.
Don't ride that clutch, Greg. You'll burn out the transmission.
Yeah, Greg.
If they have.
He don't even drive a stick.
Doesn't matter how many fish eat their eggs because the lionfish have so many of them, produce so many of them.
Of course.
It isn't going to affect them in a negative way. You know, the fish are looking like, they've been studying, or, I don't know, what are these things? Or are they sometime a bunny or wrasse or something? I don't know what fish they're studying here. A discus, which I'm
obviously
not sure.
He didn't finish his homework.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a very colorful, tropical-looking fish.
Greg, a discus is something you throw in the Olympics.
Yes, Greg, it's made of clay.
Is it?
Just like Barry's dreidel.
Two more months.
Two more months.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Of holiday fun. All right, so look, so you could take that for what it's worth, which probably isn't
not
very much.
But, you know, do yourself a favor. Get yourself a metal detector and go hang out with Carl Fismer.
Yeah, dress up as a pirate.
If you really want to enjoy yourself and possibly get $1 million coin.
Yeah, but what if you got to take care of your kids? Nah, just eat them. And then you go find treasure.
No. I'd just like to say don't eat your kids.
Don't eat your kids.
This is just radio banter.
This world is full of kids.
No, yeah,
Don't eat your kids.
Don't try this at home.
Do not eat your kids.
We, you know, this story, it could lend itself to some bad.
Oh, great time to eat my kids.
You know, Greg, your kids will choose your retirement home.
Not if they're dead.
Okay.
Oh.
Wow. What in the hell?
He's speechless.
Anyway. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so I do have some conservation news to share with you guys today. If you're trying to draw attention to the fact that we produce too much plastic that ends up in the oceans and killing the marine life, what would you do? Just tell people don't do it? You
know, I would...
don't use straws, use plastic
I have not
cups.
Seen this story, but I'm going to guess it turns out something like somebody... covers themselves in melted plastic and goes in some public place and makes a spectacle of themselves.
Well, you got the last part correct. So this lady who is an artiste, I'm using the air quotes, she has decided the best way to draw attention to this matter, and it worked for me because I'm talking about it. She is doing some performance art. Which will entail her dressing up as a fish. Okay, and her costume's pretty lame. It's just basically a fish head she puts on top of her head, like a Halloween costume head kind of thing.
Creature of the Black Lagoon.
I don't see any fins on her or anything. It's a pretty lame costume. But regardless, she gets in a cage, and then she has people come by, and this is the performance part of it, and throw plastic bottles in her cage with her, and she acts like she's drowning in plastic.
Oh, wow. So she's making a statement.
Yes. And she wants people in the area to participate.
Well, her heart's in the right place.
Plastic at her.
Her heart's in the right place.
Yeah.
But we do have too much plastic in the ocean.
I agree. You know, it's a noble cause. I'm just not sure it's a noble thing. I think it's, you know, kind of on the crazy side of things. Would you agree?
Oh, God bless her. She's getting some attention. She's trying to
We're talking about it.
Steer
hey,
it in
it
the
worked.
Right direction.
We were dumb enough to, you know, hook, get hooked on this story.
Well, I mean, I had nothing to do with it. You choose what
I
we
didn't
talk
look
about.
It up.
Well, I told you about it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you guys
hey,
were
there
listening.
Was, Greg, there was a...
Where is she in?
Contingent for people down at the Lionfish Rodeo to bring in plastic trash yeah. and win an extra bonus point.
I said, what area is she in?
Doesn't matter. She's in the ocean, and we don't want any plastic in it. And all I'd say, that Lionfish thing, great idea, until they start throwing the plastic at you.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, guys, it's me. And I just wanted to remind you.
This shark, swallow you whole.
That I'm scared of sharks. 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 They'll bite you. Bite you.
I don't want to get my leg bit off by a shark. Shark, 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 shark. Stay away, shark. Sharks are fast, sharks are mean. Sharks will bite you in the spleen. Sharks are fast, sharks are mean. Sharks will bite you in the spleen.
I'll catch this bird for you, but it ain't gonna be easy. Bad fish.
Stay away, shark. I don't wanna get my leg bit off by a shark. Shark, 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 shark.
You don't know me.
Stay away, shark.
You don't know what I got.
That's true. And you shouldn't worry about the sharks, even though, you know, there's been a few incidents last couple weeks. And that guy bled out up north there. What, it was Cape Cod or something?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, obviously tragic. But, you know, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the
Unless
sharks.
You're a dirty dangler.
That you should not be afraid, even if you're a diving dangler. You shouldn't have to worry about that. They're there to just do their thing. And every once in a while, could we have a bad encounter like that? Sure. but the chances of it happening are like what? It's like what they say about 10 a year worldwide. Worldwide.
So if you only go diving 9 times, you're good.
No, that's not.
That's not how the statistics.
That's not the right math. That isn't how the math works.
Statistics work.
That is incorrect.
Statistics.
Don't be afraid of. Don't blame shark diving for any of these incidents as well. Evidently, there's some stuff going on in New Zealand where the local community has banned cage diving with sharks in New Zealand because you know the abalone divers in the area and some other raised hell said, oh my gosh, they're making the great white sharks more aggressive and da 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 because they're doing these cage dives.
Abalone.
That's hilarious. Thank you. He'll be here for the next 5 minutes or so.
Try the video.
Hey, listen. All you got to do is when they drop the chum sickle, mm-hmm. share. Don't hold on to it.
True. And don't look like it. Don't try to look
like
it.
Be like Sonny and share.
Okay.
Greg, you'll notice that the sharks don't eat the person. They take a bite and spit them back out.
Yeah. Even that guy up in Cape Cod, I think what happened, he got bit in the thigh or something and it hit an artery and he bled out.
That'll do it.
Yeah. So it wasn't like the shark ate him,
Didn't mean to kill him.
Yeah. He just
owed it to him.
In fact, I think the shark was quoted as saying, ooh, my bad.
I'm not sure if that's accurate, but
God, he said, tastes like
bleah. Chicken.
Tastes like chicken? No, I don't think he said that either, Barry.
Tastes like sushi.
It's not appropriate. It's a tragic thing. We kid, but.
Tastes like ass. I think that's what he said.
Tastes like children.
No. Well, tastes like baby fish.
Oh, okay. And moving on.
And, yeah.
Good Lord.
So, anyway, I don't like that kind of argument. And unfortunately, it works where, local governments and stuff get riled up. And then when some incident happens, in the case of New Zealand, they haven't had an incident like that. Okay, the local fishermen and stuff said, well, since they brought in this cage diving, the sharks are more aggressive towards us, and it's their fault. No one's been bit; they haven't had any problem.
Bitten,
but they banned it regardless. Said, nope, we're not going to allow it anymore.
That's it. No one has any fun.
Exactly, but the thing is, these shark dives are tools. It allows you to get up and close. Up close and personal in ways that you would not be able to do on your own. I mean,
anybody dives these sharks is a tool, boy.
Why do you say that?
That's just craziness.
Oh, well, okay. Well, no, he's playing the role of
devil's advocate.
You'll get eaten for sure.
You sound like a crotchety old fisherman that dives for. A commercial lobsterman or something or whatever thinks they get
he's
more.
Trapping good. Abalone.
Well, yeah. You get crotchety and old, correct?
Yeah, okay. Well, all right. There we go.
Shots fired, Barry.
They're great. They are great learning experiences for sure. And sure, is there a little adrenaline connected to it sometimes? Yeah. Ooh. But it is one of the most. It's one of the best ways you can learn how sharks really interact in the water. And you realize they just act like other fish. They just happen to be really big. And
start with us on liveaboard. We had that Caribbean reef shark every dive swim right with us.
Yeah.
And he was on ecstasy.
No, that was the octopus.
Oh.
Yeah, octopus. Yeah, actually.
Wrong
species. I am I'm doing a little family vacation here for a couple weeks.
Nobody cares.
Editions of Scuba Radio are going to be pre-recorded, and I'm heading up to the Northeast, and I'm going to do a little Maine lobster research.
I hear you.
So
that means he's going to be smoking weed.
No.
Are you going diving traps. Off Maine?
I may be eating Maine lobster that have been smoking in weed. So,
you gonna go catch your own lobster?
I don't know yet. I'm gonna go up there and take a look. I think the water's gonna be too cold, so I probably won't dive for them. I probably won't go on a lobster boat, but I probably will eat them.
Yeah,
it's
you're gonna go to a restaurant, stick your hand in the tank, and pull the lobster out at least.
Why would I do this? Why would I do this?
It'll be as though you caught the lobster.
You'll get a pinch.
That's what I pay people to do when I eat them.
Okay.
I pay them to do that for me.
Ooh, I pay people to take care of me.
That's right. Who do you?
You know who I am. What do you expect?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we're requesting it.
Oh,
that's right. He's a movie star. I forgot.
Yeah. Well, so anyway, I'll do a little research for you guys on that and report back on the stoned lobsters.
Thank God.
The lobsters that are stoned. Yeah. So, wow, what a show.
It's over.
Flew by. Felt like,
soon enough.
5-6 hours tops.
Yeah, max.
Good times. I'm going on vacation.
Now it's happy hour.
Yeah. All right. There you go. That'll do it for this week. Till next time. Remember, it is always better. We're gang. Safe diving, everyone.
These little snails, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we are lucky down in the fire under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.